This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
As I analyze this paperwork, I see that it attempts to reflect your desire to plead guilty to 5 counts of murder in the first degree, 46 counts of attempted murder in the first degree, and 2 bias-motivated crimes. Is this, in fact, what you wish to do?
Yes, Your Honor.
Anderson Lee Aldridge pleading guilty to 5 counts of murder in the first degree, along with those 46 counts of attempted murder in connection to the November 2022 Club Q shooting. Survivors of that shooting, a drag performer going by Delusional, as well as RJ Lewis, speaking following yesterday's plea deal announcement.
I personally don't think there was a single punishment that could have been given to him that would make up for what happened.
I can't have any pity for that man or anyone more. I don't have no empathy for him.
District Attorney Michael Allen says the shooter will be transferred out of the local jail and into the state correctional facilities. The FBI, meanwhile, opening an investigation into the shooter, could seek charges through, although some feel yesterday's plea deal was an attempt to avoid a federal death penalty case. We will have much more. We're catching up with DA Michael Allen about this case just after 12:40 right here on KRDO's Midday Edition. Questions now turning to when Club Q will reopen. KRDO's Willis Scott reporting that there's also some survivors continuing to criticize the club, saying that they aren't distributing the donations to victims fast enough.
Some have told us there's been too much focus on reopening and rebuilding and not enough on victims and their needs. Despite the relief and the sense of justice that the Club Q community feels about Anderson Aldridge's sentencing, some remain dissatisfied with how the club has distributed thousands of dollars in donations to affected victims and their families. Now, one fund, as of yesterday, had raised nearly $67,000 towards the goal of $300,000. That's to build an on-site memorial to the victims. Now, that's separate from the fund specifically for victims. Some believe that finishing the memorial should be the priority right now.
That was KRDO's Willis Scott reporting. Well, ahead of the 4th of July holiday, the Colorado Springs Fire Department reminding residents that fireworks are illegal within the city limits. CSFD Deputy Fire Marshal Chris Cooper says that items like poppers and snappers are allowed within city limits, but anything that lights, flies, or explodes is not.
The public may see fireworks stands. Those are actually in the county areas. They're not in the city limits. They may be right across the street, but those are in the county. And so what you can buy there may be permissible in other areas, just not in the city.
Those fireworks are legal within unincorporated areas of El Paso County, but firefighters warning anyone launching them to proceed with heavy caution. The department says that crews responded to 17 fires that could have been caused by fireworks this time last year. Fountain now warning residents that anyone shooting off fireworks inside their city limits will face new fines thanks to a recently approved ordinance. Aerial fireworks are illegal within the city of Fountain. Anyone found using them will face a minimum fine of $400. The fine then doubles to $800 for a second offense, $1,600 after that. Ground fireworks are legal, can be used through July 6th within Fountain. The city of Fountain also working with Pikes Peak International Raceway for a fireworks and drone show on Saturday. And Manitou Springs is celebrating the 4th of July holiday with an old-fashioned pie baking contest. The city will hold the annual contest on Monday at Soda Springs Park. Entrants must provide 2 pies for judging, with prizes awarded to the top entries by children and adults. More information on the pie baking contest is available on the website for the City of Manitou Springs.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Andy Stein. Hey, it is a hot day out there today. We have temperatures into the 80s and 90s, and a lot of sunshine and windiness is leading to a little bit of action in the atmosphere. We have some storms popping off around the Kansas and Oklahoma border. Those will start to decrease as we head throughout the rest of the night. Really looking at clear skies for much of the Pikes Peaks region, and the wind will be dying down as we head into the evening as well. Overnight lows falling down into the upper 50s to lower 60s for much of the region.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.